Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all, my brothers and sisters, young men and women, and the loving kids, in the name of our Lord Jesus. I thank you and praise God for the opportunity of sharing the Word of God with you today. Today is the second Sunday morning worship of 223. Perhaps you may wonder why it is second 2023. I am privileged to stand here and share the Word of God with you. I thank Achan and all of you. These days, I'm feeling that I am losing some of my memory and the ability to communicate well. However, I'm very much glad all the time to share the loving, saving message of the Lord. Today, our church is meditating on the topic, Body, the Temple of God, to be kept in holiness. As a church, we are celebrating the Abstinence Sunday or the Temperance Sunday, and we are meditating that our body is the temple of the Lord and we should keep it as holy to please Him. Today we heard from the Gospel, Luke 11:33-36, that we should enlighten the light of Jesus the light. Along with that, I would like to present you what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:13-16. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. At the first outset, I would like to say that the temple of God and its destruction. The word says, you are the temple of the God. And if anyone destroys the temple, God will destroy him. So the temple of God and its destruction, we have to see. What is a temple? A temple is a building. We live in buildings and we call it house or home. The temple of God is where God lives. So, where God lives is the temple. We read in Genesis 1:27 that God created us in His image and in His likeness. God created us in His image and His likeness. And that likeness and image is a mirror through which we see God. That mirror is our conscience. Through that mirror, we have fellowship and we have contact with God. So God created us, and in His image and in His likeness, that is the temple or that conscience, the mirror that we have communication with God. God created Adam and Eve, and they had that temple, that the conscience, that mirror, through which they had their communication with God. God was in fellowship with them. They were walking with God. They were enjoying God's presence. But God's command that they should not eat the fruit of the tree of giving knowledge of right and wrong. That command, he told that the day you eat it, you will die. Yes, the devil, the Satan, came as a serpent and he beguiled them, and they disobeyed the command. What happened? Suddenly the mirror, the conscience disfigured, and they could not have the contact and communication with God. They were afraid. They were trying to escape from God's presence. But in His love and mercy, God searched them, and He reconciled with them through a lamb slain from the beginning of the universe. From the beginning of the universe, God prepared man's salvation through a lamb slain. And through that lamb, man, Adam and Eve were reconciled to God. Of course, they were chased out of the Garden of Eden, and they were asked to continue. The mirror or the conscience they had with which they were having fellowship with God was disfigured. That was the death. Yes, while they were continuing in that, God was gracious to them. But what happened? The descendants of Adam and Eve were in a state of losing their fellowship with God. They were also polluted by sin. And they had two sons, Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel because the heart of man was polluted by sin. And God graciously blessed Cain with a mark that he will be protected. Yes, God gave them another son, Seth. Seth means resurrection. The name of Seth means the resurrection. Where Abel died, He gave them through a resurrection another son. In His name, the people started worshiping God, the true God. Yes, God was continuing to bless them, but there were two genealogies. Cain's genealogy continued in sin, whereas Seth's genealogy was continuing as worshiping God. It came up to Noah. There, God found all the people are polluted except Noah's family. And God wanted to destroy the whole universe by the flood. But God gave them grace. Noah's family was rescued from flood through the ark we read. Yes, what I was telling is, in spite of man's sin, God had a plan to save man, and that was revealed in the scripture. First, the lamb slain was prepared, through which God reconciled with man. When Noah came, God prepared an ark and saved Noah through the ark. Yes, God's plan of salvation was continuing. We read in the scripture some covenants and sacrifices in the scripture. Adamic covenant, Adam was saved through the sacrifice of the lamb. Noah was saved through the ark, and God promised his blessings on his descendants. Yes, that continued until Abraham. He was called from the Ur of the Chaldees and blessed him. And he was blessed with a land and also some descendants. He was told that in his descendants, the whole universe will be blessed. But he had very late in having a son, a promised son. And the descendants were continuing. And God gave Abraham the land as well as the blessing of his descendant. And then he told that your descendants will be slaves in Egypt. And from there, God delivered them through Moses. And there, they had another covenant through Moses. There they sacrificed the lamb and had the Passover. That was another way of saving people. And Moses continued to lead them in the desert. And finally, God passed them through the sea and provided them manna. God was blessing them, guiding them in spite of their sin. And that was continuing. Then Moses came, David came. And through David, God had a covenant. In that covenant, David was told that he will have a kingdom and a throne forever. But David's kingdom was ended in 597 BC, and the people had gone to Babylon. And David's kingdom was no more. But the promise that David's kingdom will be established forever. And who was that? At the proper time, God gave a son in the tribe of David, in Bethlehem, where David was living. He was the king, the prince in the kingdom. Jesus was the king of the Jews. Yes, he did not have a government, But he was the king. When he died, the address was given, Jesus, the King of the Jews. He was born as a king. He died as a king. Yes, David's kingdom and David's family of as a government will last through Jesus. That was the plan of God's salvation. Yes, but Jesus also had a covenant. In that covenant, he told them that my body I am giving and my blood is giving. Through my body and through my blood, salvation is obtained. Yes, that was the covenant we are conducting through our Holy Communion. Yes, what I was telling is, God saved people in spite of their sins, in spite of their going away from God. And God's salvation was revealed through these covenants and through these God's work. And now, what happened? Jesus died. And he told that whoever accept him as the Lord who died for them and who is living in their heart will be the temple of God. We become a temple of God when we are born again. Jesus told to Nicodemus that unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Yes, Jesus provided his life and he's asking us that we should accept that he died for us and he is living. And when we accept that Jesus as our Lord, we will be transformed as the children of God, born again, and his spirit will live in us. That is the thing that we have to answer. Yes, are you born again? Christians, if only you are born again, you can be called Christians. Yes, the conscience or the mirror in which we have communication with God is spoiled and disfigured. When we accept Jesus, he will live in us and we will have a communication and communion with God. So that's the born again life. But we have another a complete, in this life we have a fight. See, although we are born again, we have to fight very often. What's that fight? With flesh and blood. Flesh and spirit. In our spirit, we want to please God, but our heart is always biased to sin. And there we have a struggle of fighting against spirit and flesh in us. We all know that. We want to do good. We want to please God. But often, in spite of our desire, very often we go against that. But what is the remedy? The remedy is that God's Spirit, he has poured through the Holy Spirit. On the Pentecost day, the Holy Spirit was given on the believers. They were inspired. They were filled with the Spirit of God. And unless we are filled with the Spirit of God, we cannot be always successful. So we must ask God that, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Enable me that I may be standing against all the evil way of life. So that's what we have to say. When the Holy Spirit comes into us, then only we can be victorious in our lives. So therefore, let me say, my brothers and sisters, we are believers in Christ. By our being born again, but we have to pray God that we may be filled with the Holy Spirit, that we may be victorious in our life. That's the thing that we have to say. How can we be filled with the Spirit? When we come to God, we can confess all places, all incidents where we are failing. Tell God, I am weak here. I have failed. When you confess, God will be gracious to bless you, and His Spirit will occupy you. Then that mirror will shine Jesus. If you want to show Jesus in your life, the Spirit of God must possess you. And we have to be His witnesses. Yes, this is what we have to do. Brothers and sisters, as I told that today, we as a church are celebrating Abstinence Sunday. Why? We have a fight against all kinds of malice. The world is fighting against drug mafia. Everywhere, this pollution was influencing our people, especially the children and youths. They are dragged into habits of drug habits. Yes, they are going to college. Many of them are bewildered. Many of them are enticed to use bad habits. There may be evil teachings from others, and they follow them. Yes, that fight is very acute these days. Especially the whole world is affected by drug mafia. And our children are going in that. Our youths are losing their life because of this habit. We have to fight. I told you that there are two fights. One is against our spirit and flesh. Our spirit and flesh is against, that fight is going on. Another is the open fight with the drug mafia and other evil things. We are engaged in this fight. How can we stand? Confess your sin. Tell God that I am helpless. Give me your strength. And then the Spirit of God will come. God's Spirit, when the Spirit of God occupies our heart, we will be strengthened and we will be warriors. The Apostle Paul says that we have a fight. We have fight against, in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 onwards, we have this description. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Yes, we are engaged in a fight against these evil forces and us. If you are want to be a real Christian, you have to have this fight. And Paul says, you cannot easily win. You have to wear the arms of God, the armor of God. There are six armor. Paul says, the truth, the breastplate, the shoes or sandals for the gospel, and the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation, and sword of the Spirit. These six armor pieces are just for defensive. And what is the fight? Armor is needed, but we have to engage in the fight. That fight is prayer. So, wearing this armor, we have to fight. God, save me. Save me and fill me so that the mirror or my conscience be all the time seeing God and having fellowship with Him. Therefore, let us have this fight and to be filled with the Spirit. Let us confess our sins or weaknesses. Ask God to fill us and let the Spirit take control of us and give us victory. Yes, God will do that. Let us submit ourselves, give ourselves to God. And as our prayer, shall we sing the song, All to Jesus I surrender, all to Jesus I surrender. When we surrender ourselves, God's Spirit will come to us and He will. As our prayer, let us sing this song.